You know, I've never had any job quite like that since. Oh, I'm sorry. I was just thinking about my time with the Civilian Conservation Corps, or CCC. You know, back in the 30s, times were pretty tough, what with the Depression and all. Seems like everyone I knew was out looking for work. Yep, I remember it well. I was just a teenager, but I was looking for something, anything, to help support my parents back on the farm. If it weren't for Mr. Roosevelt's CCC, well, I don't know what I would have done. Shortly after the program was created in the spring of 33, I signed up. Right away, they shipped me off to Arizona. As you might imagine, that was a bit of a shock for a Pennsylvania boy like myself. I have to admit, I was a bit uncertain at first, moving so far away from home and all. But when I got here, I found that I'd be living in a camp with lots of other guys just like me, most of them about my age. I was up in northern Arizona clearing trails and building roads, but nearly 200 three-seers were here in Papago Park at an outfit called Camp Jack Swilling, named after the founder of Phoenix, I think. If I recall, they were tasked with building the rock ramadas and walls you see here in the park, in addition to a restroom building, an amphitheater which had a great view, and the man-made lake system. Anyway, camp life was pretty good, much better than expected, really. Each weekday we put in an honest day's work, got our square meals, and felt generally grateful to be employed. Let me tell you, the money sure helped. Not me, of course, but my family. We got paid $30 a month, but 25 of it went straight to my family as was required. That remaining $5, well, we had to make that last. Looking back, I suppose the pay wasn't phenomenal, but the experience was unforgettable.